News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Bill Clinton gave a deposition to members of Congress today about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, telling them he did nothing wrong and saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse. President Trump was asked about it.
I don't like seeing him deposed, but, you know, they certainly went after me a lot more than that.
Congressman Robert Garcia is the ranking Democrat on the panel.
I think that President Trump needs to man up, get in front of this committee, and answer the questions and stop calling this investigation a hoax.
President Trump says he's not happy with the latest talks with Iran over its nuclear program, but Ed Donahue reports he's in wait-and-see mode.
As tensions rise between Iran and the U.S., the president was asked about the risk of a long-term conflict in the Middle East.
I guess you could say there's always a risk. You know, when there's war, there's a risk in anything, both good and bad.
There was another round of inconclusive nuclear talks in Geneva.
It'd be wonderful if they'd negotiate really in good conscience, good faith and conscience, but they are not getting there.
The State Department says Secretary of State Marco Rubio will make a quick trip to Israel next week. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem implemented authorized departure status for non-essential personnel and family members. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Jennifer King has the latest on the Trump administration immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. President Trump says Secretary of State Marco Rubio is speaking with Cuban leaders at a very high level and has raised the possibility of a friendly takeover. However, he's not explained what that means. Meantime, the World Baseball Classic starts next week, and Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Eight members of Cuba's delegation were denied visas to the United States for the World Baseball Classic, the Cuban Baseball and Softball Federation said. Cuba is set to play against Puerto Rico, Colombia, Panama, and Canada in San Juan, Puerto Rico during pool play of the WBC, which is scheduled from March 5th through 17th. Among the Cubans that were denied visas are FCBS President Juan Ronaldo Perez Pardo and General Secretary Carlos Del Pino Munoz. Pitching coach Pedro Luis Lasso was also denied. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.